Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pod Diva.
It's Lesbian Visibility Week, and to celebrate that, Pod Diva is spotlighting lesbians and queer women from all over the world. Every month, I ask a listener from beyond our UK borders to record a few stories about their life. If I'm lucky, they send me a few bits and bobs of audio they record on location too. Along with some other found sounds, I then make a short feature called Beyond Borders. I'm Rachel Shelley. You might know me as Helena Peabody in The L Word. But I'm also the editor and producer of Pod Diva. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your weekly podcast. Today, Swati from India.
Pod Diva.
Welcoming you all in Tamil with Vanakkam and in Hindi with Namaste. I'm Swati and I'm living in Chennai, which is located in the southern part of India. My mother tongue is Tamil. I'm going to give you an insight about my hometown, Chennai City. Fun fact, Chennai was previously known as Madras during the British rule. Chennai is a huge city and no doubt a very welcoming one. We have the second longest beach in the world called the Marina. One of the historic landmarks in Chennai is the Napier Bridge. Chennai has the second largest port, located on the shores of the Bay of Bengal. We have a lighthouse which gives a breathtaking view of the coastal area, a popular cricket stadium called the Chapak, planetariums, libraries, fancy malls and movie theaters, IT hubs, religious places, food streets with multi-cuisine, rich in flavor, nightlife, pubs. It's a bright sunny day. A bit breezy, I might add. It is always sunny in Chennai, even when it is winter or be it any other seasons. The streets of Chennai are always busy with vehicles and with loud honking, people rushing to work, school kids waiting for their buses, college vans, tea shops, cafes. Frankly speaking, Chennai is a loud city and a crowded one too. In a way, keeps your adrenaline pumping so well. As I drive through the streets of my hometown, I'm going to share a few things about my journey being a lesbian in Chennai for Pod Diva Beyond Borders. India has come a long way in many aspects. However, with regards to LGBT, nah, not so much honestly. Till date, sadly, many are oblivious towards the LGBT community and are being homophobic, transphobic, and whatnot. I would like to mention an incident when I was in a very closeted relationship during my college days. I went to a Tamil movie with my college friends and seniors. The movie showed a genuine gay relationship. The crowd in the movie theater started laughing and making homophobic comments at the screen. I looked at my partner and she was speechless as I was. We both cringed at the reaction of our so-called friends. Their reactions hit us both so hard, we both wanted to disappear in that very moment. It made us immensely sad that there was no awareness or encouragement towards the possibility that a human could be anything else other than being straight. It was so sad, and it is still sad at times. At work, when I zone out staring at a wall, my thoughts take me back to the times when I first realized that I am a lesbian at the age of 13. I used to wonder, often growing up, if people here still consider straight people falling in love is wrong, then what would my case be? I mean, when I come out to people saying, hey, I love a girl and I fall for a girl. Well, imagine that, right? I'm still not sure how that moment is going to be, and I'm already 30 years now. I do admit that I'm not openly gay yet, but I'm slowly getting there. I came out of the closet at the age of 23 or 24 almost, and it took a great deal out of me. Luckily, I have my elder sister, Padma, who has been my greatest support system, and long story short, when I came out to her with all of my courage, of course crying, her reply was, oh yeah, I know. Hearing that, I didn't know if I should be shocked or relieved, but it really felt so amazing to be understood by a soul. I always cherish that moment in my life. Also, I would like to mention that not all Indians are close-minded. There are masses who are even love-phobic. The concept of love, care has to be taught by parents to their kids. Not everyone has a loving family or a happy childhood, for that matter. We really can't pour from an empty cup, right? For a country that takes a lot of love story movies, is so very against it, in reality. My workplace cafeteria is where I get to meet new people often. People from different parts of India come to Chennai on official purposes. Chennai is a city that welcomes different cultures and its people with open arms for sure. Through work and social events, I have met women and girls between the ages of 20 to 35 who were a little clueless about their sexuality. Let me tell you why. I grew up as a tomboy, always have been. Short hairdo or hairstyle isn't a part of India's popular tradition when it comes to a girl child and beyond the age of 18. I have a boy cut, to be precise. I have met girls who have said to me, you look like a guy, and if you were a guy, then I would marry you. Sadly, they don't have the awareness that having such feeling towards same gender is natural and it's okay. I learned that in 1861, during the British rule in India, Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code was introduced. The Section 377 is an act that criminalizes homosexuality. On the 6th of September 2018, the Supreme Court of India decriminalized homosexuality. That day, I remember fondly as I was at work and WhatsApp messages kept coming in. When I saw the messages of Section 377 was worn down, I had a breakdown then and there. It was so overwhelming, as over the years, I always had this fear in me of getting arrested for being who I was. That historic day, September 6th, is very memorable, as I looked up at the sky, closed my eyes and took a deep breath, welcoming myself into the land of acceptance. It was about time, don't you think?
Pod Diva.
Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.